from the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where we have about 45 minutes of juice and then we are out of here. It is Mr. 100. No, it's not.
Yes,
welcome
it is.
Welcome to the all new episode of Podcasting with Allie with your host, Allie Hebert.
Hi. Hi. How are you? Please don't just stare at me.
Host the show. This is for Sarah Summers.
You did not inform me that this was happening.
This is a surprise promotion.
Oh, thanks.
What are we talking about tonight?
Bad video games.
That was the old show. This is
I know
new show.
Nothing about bad video games, so I want you to teach me about bad video games. What are bad video games?
Right. What are bad video games?
Podcasting with Allie has been canceled. Welcome to Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man with your host, Shannon Young, and co-host slash host, Asa Gray.
I was like, do I say my name? We've done this before.
Well, we took a week off last week.
We did so good with the Jeff Hardy interview. We let all of our professionalism was put to there.
Oh,
so
100%. 100%.
Like, Nerd Up was a little bit like, I feel bad because I don't know if you listened to it yet, but the first like 5 minutes is me just like refusing to let a bit die. And I feel really bad.
What's the bit?
Like how when you are forced to be sung to for your birthday at restaurants. And I just kept it going, and I apologized to Jesse Kimball. And then the rest of the show was just really kind of jokey, like on my end at least.
I mean, jokey shows can be fun.
Fun. Yeah. Like, I had fun doing it, and I don't think it turned out to be a bad episode.
Oh, no, I think the jokey episodes are the best, because as much as we want to be professionals when we do this and, like, sound professional, I think most people enjoy it more when we're just being ourselves mm-hmm. and just having fun. Because if you're having fun, the customer's having fun.
Right.
Also, Allie Hebert is really here.
Yeah.
But it's not her show.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a new show coming out, though, in the works, with just Allie hosting.
Do we?
It's a 30-minute tour de force.
Allie does not look excited for this show.
Allie, give us a preview of your new show.
I just found out about this show, so I don't have any plans.
It's off the cuff. Bold. But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
It's refreshing, honestly, to see someone not hindered by, you know, plans or structure or...
I don't understand.
Social awareness.
What is happening?
What this bit is. We don't have time for this.
We don't have time.
Like,
what? So I. What is happening? Quick story. I forgot my power cable for my laptop. It's at home in a bag. So we have about 45 minutes of juice that I think we've got for the show. So it's going to be a very quick show tonight, probably. And I might have to cut it off at some point if the show's too good. Because the more entertaining we are, the more it drains the battery.
It's true.
So if we're boring,
or is it the more entertaining we are the electricity of our energy charges that battery?
That could go either way.
Try to stick your finger in the power.
All right, what
adapter?
I got an idea. All right, I'm gonna stick my finger in the adapter, and I'm gonna stick my other finger in a socket.
Do you have a fork?
And I can get a fork.
Yeah,
oh,
we'll transfer.
We got this.
Your promotion's coming. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about bad video games. Allie was absolutely correct on that. She says she doesn't know anything about bad video games, but that's only because they've never made a video game based on Adam Conover.
That is unnecessary.
I do not support this bit either.
Yeah.
Adam Conover is a treasure.
I like Adam Conover.
The way you talk makes us think otherwise.
No, I do. He is a treasure. If I could hang out with him, I would. I just wouldn't hang out with him anywhere near Allie. Because it's the all-new episode coming later this fall to, what channel is it on?
True TV.
Adam ruins my relationship. It's my favorite episode.
And whose fault is that?
We are full of...
Me for not being entertaining. I'm sorry, I don't have a panel of writers that make me sound interesting.
You're so bitter.
I really
but
am.
But you love the show.
I like watching the show. All right, so we're going to talk about bad video games, and we're also going to talk about the Star Wars trailer, because we all watched it today. Well, I watched it today, and Allie watched it today. I don't know when you watched it.
Yeah, I watched it earlier this morning.
Okay. And also, real quick, I want to start off by talking about this, because I won't get a chance to talk about it on Thursday, and I just want to get your thoughts on this. And I'm sorry I'm hitting you this out of nowhere. Harvey Weinstein, do you have any thoughts on this scandal?
How are you not going to have time to talk about this on Thursday? This is a Thursday topic.
No, because it's October, so I really want to stick to scary stuff. October, this is my fun time when I can talk about stuff that no one normally cares about. But at the same time, I see what this is happening with Harvey Weinstein, and I at least want to say something about it, because...
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He is.
Rotten jail.
But not only him, but also the people that... Because apparently they've known about this. I saw someone post it today that the people that own the company itself, knew about it for a decade, and did nothing. It wasn't until it came out that they fired him, quote unquote.
Yeah, it's the NFL. Whenever the dude beat his girlfriend so bad, and then like 2 weeks later, the elevator footage came out.
Right.
They didn't fire him because they saw the video. They fired him because the public saw the video.
Exactly.
Then it's the same thing. Someone in a position of power abused his position of power, but he made people a lot of money, so they try to sweep it under the rug until the general public found out about it.
100%. You were hitting every point that I wanted to hit on. And I just think it's shameful that they let it go on for apparently at least 10 years. They've known about it and did nothing about it. And how many other people were harassed, sexually abused, whatever. We'll find out as it goes along. But it's shameful, and it shows you that no matter how righteous you think you are, because a lot of the people that are doing this, a lot of people that knew about it, a lot of people that tried to keep this under the rug and sweep it under the rug, a lot of them are celebrities, a lot of them are celebrities with causes, that no matter how high and mighty you are and how righteous you are, if it's the right person who has the right connections, you can overlook something terrible that they do. And I think that's terrible. That's awful.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone gets caught in this and everyone goes down in flames. I really do. Mm-hmm. Because I, the more I read about it, the more disgusted I am. And this is that stereotypical head mogul, super rich, connections everywhere that gets away with whatever because he is that. And I hope that doesn't happen. So that's really all you can say about it. Allie, have you heard about this?
No.
All right. Just real quick. Harvey Weinstein is the, he's like the biggest name in Hollywood. Like, the Weinstein Company, they make all these movies. I mean, he is like the go-to guy in Hollywood. And it came out recently that he has settled at least 8 different sexual harassment lawsuits. He has harassed dozens of women over his career. And, he finally got caught. And now they fired him now that he got caught. And it's a whole scandal. And more of this is going to come out and we'll talk more about it later. But I just wanted to touch on it because I think it's important that we don't ignore this, that, you know, it's not okay.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think anyone thinks it's okay.
Well, like, I feel like no one's getting as upset about it as I feel. And I don't know, like, I don't know why I'm so upset about it. It's not like this is the first guy that's ever done something terrible. It's not the first guy that sexually harassed somebody, but it just seems, I don't know. It just seems dirtier, especially because I love the movie industry like that. I don't want to do video games. I don't want to do video games. I don't even want to do podcasting. My ultimate goal in life, I want to be a movie writer. I want to write movies. That's it. That's all I've ever wanted to be. And to think that it's still so bad in the movie industry that a guy like this can get away with this for so long, it really just dents my image of what Hollywood is. And I know Hollywood's shitty. I know it's a terrible place, but you know, you have it in your head. When you're a kid, you want to do this thing and go to this magical place where they make films and everyone's awesome. And look at the Star Wars and stuff like that. But it's such an awful place. It's such an awful place. I don't know. I just wanted to vent. You take the show now. I feel like I've embarrassed myself somehow by talking about it.
Okay.
I don't know. It pisses me off. I heard a video, or did you listen to the audio thing I sent today?
Of
Weinstein?
No.
There was a model. I guess this was a couple years ago. There was a sting operation. And I don't know if it was the FBI. I think it was the FBI is what I read. But they did a sting operation where they catch him on tape admitting to this 19-year-old model that he had grabbed her breast and that he is trying to get her to go into this hotel room with him to watch him shower. And the video / it's audio, it goes on for like 3 minutes of him just begging and her saying no 1,000 times until finally he just gets upset and says, fine, bye, don't ever talk to me again. And it's just like, it makes my skin crawl. Like, I just think it's just god awful. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even getting into the political part of it, of how many people he apparently donated to, including Hillary Clinton, John McCain, people like that. A lot of people are giving the money back now because they said it's tainted money. I don't know. It really disturbs me that this kind of stuff goes on and that people knew about it and didn't say anything because the guy was so powerful and rich. Like, that is exactly the problem with America, is that if you have money and you're in a place of affluence, that you are untouchable. Like, my whole life, that's what I believed. And I was hoping that we had progressed at a point in this nation where that wasn't such a big thing anymore. But the more I look at stuff in America, the more I realize it's nothing's changed. We just hear about it more. So.
Because it's a lot easier to, everybody's got a camera and a recorder in their pocket.
And they should. I think that's vital, you know? There's a part, did you ever see the movie, Fear of a Black Hat?
No.
It's a mockumentary of a rap group called NWH. I'll let you figure out what that means. And whatever you think is probably right. There's a part where he gets pulled over and he gets pulled over for having, you know, the hat on. It's a whole thing. And while the cop is doing it, there's like 8 people filming it. And then he also has a guy in the back drawing it, like in the courtroom. It's a very funny scene. And it's, yeah. Anyway. Okay, so let's talk about Star Wars then. You guys got any thoughts on Star Wars?
I did.
Did I ruin those thoughts?
No.
Real quick, Kevin Huntsberger. Did you listen to the newest My
Not yet. I haven't had a chance to.
It was really good. They were talking about Kane, mm-hmm. and I know you're going to be
no,
into
oh
that
no, yeah,
you're a
like
huge
I,
Kane fan.
I have it down. Like I have it downloaded. I just haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
He also gave us a really nice shout out to us named individually. And Dalton, even though Dalton, it took him a second. He had to remember. He had to remember Dalton. And I don't know if that's on purpose or if that was accidental. But I just want to say thanks to Kevin. He's been very supportive of us and the show. And he basically does what we want to do and what I've always wanted to do with journalism. So, yeah, that means a lot to me when he says something nice about us. So, all right, let's get to Star Wars. I know a lot of people saw this trailer. I'm sure some of them want to know.
Everyone saw it.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who's, you know, there's somebody out there with his arms crossed going, I don't care. Well, I don't even like Star Wars.
And then there's also the people who have, like, avoided it just because they want to go into the movie blind.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to talk, like, they don't want to be exposed to anything The Last Jedi related. They want to go in just, like, completely blank, only having seen Force Awakens.
Right. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I can see that because, you know, you don't want to get into a situation like Kingsman where they gave away one of the major plot spoils in the trailer.
Oh, yeah, where they like, oh, hey, this, you know, this character that's dead, JK.
Actually back.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that, too. I think, unless you guys can correct me, I didn't see any real spoilers in the trailer.
I mean, it's one of those things where we won't know until we see the movie.
If it was a spoiler.
Because it seems like there were some pretty plot-heavy teases.
Yeah.
Granted, we don't see the payoff of, like, there's two big ones, I feel like.
Which I think we can talk about because, I mean, that's kind of, you know, yeah. If you haven't seen the trailer, skip ahead a few minutes. But, I think one that I can remember specifically is where Kylo Ren is on his ship and he's targeting the ship. I'm assuming that Leia's on because I keep showing her, but he kind of hesitates to shoot.
He's got his finger on the button and then just that real, like, as much as I didn't like Kylo the first time I saw Force Awakens, the second and third time I saw it, like, he grew on me as a character, but like, I hated him the first time and not in the way like, oh yeah, he's the villain. You're supposed to hate him. Like, no, this dude is just awful.
Right.
Like, I'm not entertained by this. Like, this is the scene I would go buy more popcorn.
Right.
Adam Driver is a really good actor.
Yes, he is.
And so just like that emotion on his face was really well done.
It was very subtle too.
I don't know if it's a scar. Or like why he has the Cesaro,
the black,
the Cesaro like muscle tape, the kinetic tape,
I think
on
it's,
his face.
I think it's a scar. I think it's from the first movie. Because didn't Rey hurt him?
Oh
in
no,
the first
yeah,
movie?
Like yeah, because he got hurt, but I didn't know if that's like. I mean, I guess we haven't seen
thing.
I guess we haven't seen someone actually get hit by a lightsaber and survive.
Well, that's true.
But like, I didn't know if that's the.
Also, am I the only one that is? And forgive me for saying this if you're listening. Am I the only one that thinks that Rey, as a Jedi with her hair pulls back, looks a lot like J.D. Wilk?
I think you just have J.D. on the mind.
I do, but that fresh face, it's something about the eyes and the nose and the lips.
I did not see
I
that
will
at
pause
all.
It. I will pause it. We'll watch it again. I'll pause it, and you will see J.D.
We'll do that later.
Okay. Yeah. We can't do it now. We don't have enough time.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a great trailer, but I'm going to go around you guys first to see what you guys thought. Allie, what did you think of the trailer?
I mean,
as a quasi Star Wars fan.
I mean, it was a good trailer. It made it made me interested in going to see it. I'm not the person that critiques trailers all that much. I just.
What was your favorite part of it? And why was it the Porg?
He was adorable. But
is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I keep saying Porgy, I guess, because I'm attached to Corgi. Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was cute.
He is. I mean, he's undeniably cute. He really is.
We can do Baby Groot too.
Right, but better. We'll do it better. Watch us.
Or they won't. Because Baby Groot, come on.
Here's the deciding factor. If at any point during the movie the little pork dances, I'll hate it. I'll hate it because that's what I hated about Groot. It's like they were shoving it in your face by look how cute it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know why Groot stopped dancing in front of Drax?
No.
Because Drax doesn't like dancing and Groot wants Drax to like him.
No.
Asa, what did you think of the trailer?
It looks good. Like, the thing that I came away most was the music, I think.
Yeah.
Which, like, say what you will about Star Wars, even, like, the prequel movies, like, the Star Wars soundtrack is amazing. It always has been. Like, no one is gonna ever be able to say otherwise. Like, so that was something that actually stood out to me, and that doesn't happen in trailers for me. It's just like, so at that least, just tells you how...
Especially orchestrated.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I could think of the movie Nine, when they had, like, Welcome Home from Coheed and Cambria. Like, it's memorable, but it wasn't an original composition for it, whereas Star Wars is all original compositions.
Right. And that actually stuck out to me. It's like, oh, wow, I actually, like, really... Like, the music fit so well with the beats that they were hitting in the trailer. Like, seeing the upgraded future versions of the AT-ATs lined up, like, that was an awesome shot. Like, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful movie. And I'm sure it's going to be... The problem that I had with The Force Awakens isn't that I didn't think it was a good movie. I enjoyed that movie. Like, it was very well shot. It was beautiful. It's just, it wasn't what I was hoping for in a Star Wars movie. Because I thought it leaned very too heavily on...
On A New Hope, on episode four.
And it just seemed like they were trying too hard to just, like, one-up the predecessor that they forgot to kind of tell their own story.
Especially when you take into effect, like, Rogue One that came out after it. I loved Rogue One, is my
favorite Star Wars movie.
My favorite Star Wars movie, too. And they set such a standard, I think, with that one. And apparently, we're not in the minority, but there are more people that dislike Rogue One than I thought.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how that's possible.
I worked with someone that disliked Rogue One.
Was it Darren?
Yes.
I'm daring him to say that to my face is what I meant to say.
I loved Rogue One. And I really did like Force Awakens. I just wanted it to be, it's the same thing with me in Gotham. Like, you're doing too much of calling back on your past to really tell your own story, like, here on your source material.
Right.
And so I'm hoping that it's not going to do that. I really, really think that The Last Jedi, like, this is, okay, we got that out of their system. Like, the U.S. The Office. The pilot episode was a shot-for-shot remake of the pilot episode of the U.K. version.
Right.
And now we're just going to do our own thing. We got it out of our system. Now here's just an awesome Star Wars story featuring some really amazing characters.
Because
that is one thing that they did right, is, like, all of those original characters, like I said, like, I'm still not 100% sold on Kylo. But as opposed to my first viewing, it's night and day.
Well, see, I feel like Kylo Ren is almost what Anakin Skywalker should have been portrayed like, because he's very raw emotion and angsty like Anakin Skywalker, but he is also kind of threatening with it. Like, the way he just kind of loses control and destroys things, like, that's very childlike.
No, yeah.
And that's kind of frightening. I like Kylo Ren. I liked him in the first movie. I thought he was cool. What I'm really happy about in this one is it looks like Captain Phasma has something to do other than get beat up and lose.
See? You think that.
Until the movie comes out?
Until the movie comes out, and it's like, but who's she fighting? She's fighting Finn. And I know, like, he was a former stormtrooper, he blah, 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 but whatever. No, he's a space janitor.
Yeah.
And now he can fight. At least now maybe there's been time where he's actually...
He trained.
Like, really, really weapon-specific trained.
Yeah, because it looks like he's using a vibroblade.
Yeah.
I had someone tell me it looks like he has a lightsaber in the movie. It's not a lightsaber. As far as I can tell, that's a vibroblade.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Especially because Phasma was able to block it.
Right. And a lightsaber you could not
block.
That's
not what happens with a lightsaber.
Exactly.
But so... But at the same time, might just be Boba Fett again.
I hope not.
You get your one fight scene, but you get your ass kicked by a space janitor.
Because Captain Phasma is such a cool looking character. I mean, no, she has no story, basically. She has nothing to do other than the fact that it's a woman, which is kind of unique for stormtroopers especially, and that her suit is just badass. It's just reflective.
It's so shiny.
Reflective and shiny, yeah. It's very, very cool. I was a little disturbed. We mentioned this a second ago. That Chewbacca looks like he's CG'd.
Mm-hmm.
At least his mouth was when he screamed in the trailer. Not a fan of that. I'm just not. Like, I feel like those are, you could do practical effects for that. There's no need to do CG.
And that's the weird thing with, like, looking at episode 7. Like, if they could do practical effects, they did.
Right.
And it was amazing. And the movie was better for it.
Right.
Like, 100%. Like I said, the movie looked amazing. It kind of seems weird that they would try to.
In fact, this whole movie looked really CG'd. Like, all of the scenes, like, the locations and stuff like that, a lot of the, other than the island, where it looks like Luke is going to train Rey, it looked very prequel-esque, where everything was green-screened.
I did very much love that, like, those interactions.
I
like,
too, although
Luke being genuinely afraid of her, is like, yes, that makes sense and that's cool. But at the same time, like, you know what's at stake here, though.
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
Well, there was a line, again, this is another spoiler, skip ahead maybe a minute or two, where he said, and it took me two times to catch it because they kind of broke it up. Mm-hmm. But we said, I've only seen raw power like that once before, mm-hmm. and it didn't scare me then. It didn't scare me enough then, but it does now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clearly talking about Kylo Ren and what Rey. I assume is you see his robotic hand coming out of the rubble, which looks like Kylo maybe tried to kill him.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any parallels between Luke? You talked about the Force Awakens being to the first one. Mm-hmm. Luke and Rey versus Yoda and Luke.
Oh, absolutely.
You like, think that's another parallel thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's what they're going for. Except, like, with, you know, Luke being afraid to train her.
Right.
Which, like I said, like, I mean, that can be interesting, but again, you know what's at stake here. It's the thing that I hated about episode 7 of, oh, well, this thing was like 10 years ago. No, it didn't happen. That's an old wives' tale. That's a myth. It's like if Alabama just decided that we're not going to believe JFK got assassinated.
Are you saying episode 7 or episode 4?
Episode 7.
Because 4 was the same way.
Yeah.
You remember when they were talking to Vader about the Jedi, and he's like, old hokey religion of 15 years ago that everyone believed in won't trick me.
I guess that's true.
You know? They have a bad habit of that.
Because like, I was going to say, at least with like the episode 4 and the prequels, like, yeah, but they killed them all. Like, they're all just gone now. Like, the bad guys won.
And to be
except
fair...
Except now, this time, no, the Jedis are the ones who saved the universe. Like, you know how all of government is totally screwed right now?
Right.
It's because of this small group of people. And you're just going to be like, ah, yeah, but they're not real.
I still don't know. So, is the First Order in charge of the galaxy? Is it still the Republic? That's one thing that very much confused me.
They are the remnants of the Republic. So they still are. Wait, like they're not.
The First Order is the remnants of the Republic.
They're the remnants of
the Galactic Empire.
The Galactic Empire. Okay. Sorry. Okay. There's too many names for all of this.
There really is. It's very confusing.
The First Order are the remains of the Galactic Empire, and so they still are powerful and still hold some sort of power, but they're not in charge anymore. That's why they're like this dangerous rebellion. But again, they're the people who are in charge are like, oh no, that's just nobody. Like they're not a big threat. As they have an army of AT-ATs
right.
storming a beach.
And they had the planet destroyer in the first movie. No, too many bad memories. Too bad memories.
But this one blows up 5 planets.
At once. It's much more dangerous. We also saw Snoke in this, and it looks like, it almost looked like he may die in the second movie, because it looks like he was on the ground, maybe almost reaching out in pain or something, or he was torturing Rey.
That's what I thought he was doing.
He was torturing Rey.
Yeah.
It ended with, I think, was a pretty good cliffhanger, and I don't think the two scenes are actually connected, but they made it look like it, mm-hmm. where Rey says, I need someone to like guide me through this, and then Kylo offers his hand. But he still offers his hand to someone, clearly.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, that you would think, and I think they did it intentionally, because the way they shot it is, she's saying that to Luke. Luke has shown hesitation in training her. He doesn't want, you know.
He said the Jedi should die.
Yeah, like, like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. But then you see Kylo offer his hand, like, oh, you know, it's that teasing. Oh, is she going to go to the dark side? Like in, Return, where you only ever see Luke in black.
Right.
And, you know, that kind of does that until at the end he takes off the robe and it's white underneath all along. And
yeah.
Do you get it?
Well, it's symbolism.
It absolutely is. And it works. Yeah. Like, it works really well, but it's one of those things where it's like,
and
it makes her a much more dynamic and interesting character if there is that conflict there. If you just have just plain white, you know, it's like in wrestling, just smiling baby face, I'm just happy to be here, you get bored real easy.
And I was kind of bored of Rey in the first one. I thought she was good, mm-hmm. but I don't think she was as good as a character as like Jyn Erso. Because I thought she was really good from Rogue One. Mm-hmm. But it looks like they are adding a twist to her in this movie that I think will make me like her more.
And also what really sucks is what happens between episode 6 and episode 7 is addressed. And there is a canon, like, just story. And it's locked behind Star Wars Battlefront 2's single-player campaign.
Fortunately for me, I will be getting it. We tried the beta.
You're part of the problem.
Did you guys talk about it on Sunday? Because I haven't listened to Nerd Up yet.
Oh, yes.
We can't talk too briefly about it. We need to get to our other topic. Mm-hmm. But I did play the Battlefront 2 beta. I really liked it. I know I'm probably going to regret saying this, but I don't care about the pay-to-win stuff. I want to get the game. I'm going to get the game. So
it's stupid.
It was really fun.
We had fun. And I hope EA and DICE, they see all of this backlash, because there's like 20 major news outlets whose headlines are, oh, Battlefront 2 is pay to win. That's awful. That needs to change.
Yes.
So hopefully they're seeing this backlash and are like, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't let someone get twice the amount of health if they just, like, if they keep that progression system, but they're like, okay, but you can't buy boxes.
Right.
Or credits. good on you.
If you make it where everyone has to earn it.
That would be enough. That honestly would be enough for me to buy it.
Because I know someone's going to say, but the difference between this and Overwatch. Well, the difference is Overwatch, none of what you get through that changes the game.
Yeah,
at
none
all.
Of those skins give right. when a character extra abilities.
Now imagine if it was different. And
this is literally
you could unlock
like, hey,
weapons.
Hey, if you get this specific Winston skin, his Tesla bolt goes twice as far.
Right.
Or, hey, if you wear this Symmetra thing, she gets 6 extra turrets.
You would hate that.
Yeah.
No one would play it.
Because it's garbage.
Everyone would still play it. There would just be a distinct advantage for certain people.
Yeah, for the people who are willing to spend way more money.
Some people have more money than sense. I wish I was one of those people.
Right?
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be so
cool. Oh, I'd loot box all day.
Irresponsible spend monster.
I just bought 4,000 loot boxes. All right, speaking of video games, we were also going to talk tonight about the worst video games of all time. We don't have... Probably got about 15 minutes we can talk about this.
Really?
Yeah. Because... It's draining it quickly, but really, how far can we talk about these?
A lot.
I'll message Lindsay and tell her to bring me my cable.
I mean, I don't think she'll make it in time.
I probably not. So let's talk about video games.
Well, this came up because we were at CCW and we were talking to Brandon Barbwire.
Babwa.
And he was just like, have you guys done a show on like awful video games? And we were like, yeah, oh yeah, wait. How have we not yet? Because there are some bad ones.
I do feel like we should dedicate more time to this.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we can, I don't know, make it a two-parter? Or just talk more about Star Wars and save it for the next one?
Let's do that. Because I got thoughts. I got notes.
Can you tell me?
I came prepared for this.
Can you tell me just real quick what your worst video game you've ever played is?
The worst video game
just as a preview.
The worst video game I have ever played is what's the name of it? I'm gonna get it wrong, and it deserves to be shamed in properly. Big Rigs Over the Road Racing.
My brother bought me that. He bought me that. We were at Walmart, and he brought it up to me, and I guess he knows I like video games and he likes trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, have you heard of this game? And I had never heard of it.
Right.
And he was like, you think you'd like it? And I said, sure. You know, it was a nice gesture. I'm like, yeah, I'll play it. I never played it. And it wasn't until years later I found out what it was.
Did you ever end up playing it?
No, never.
Who?
Never.
Ooh.
One of the glitchiest, worst games.
And we'll get into it when we do talk about it. But the reason that I played this game is because of do you remember the show X-Play?
Yeah.
On Tech TV,
G4. Yeah.
They did a bit where it's like games you should under no circumstances ever, ever, ever buy. And that was one of them. And the way they talked about it, me and my neighbor, because it was a PC game and I either didn't have or was not allowed to have games on our computer. And we were just like, there's no way it's this. It can't be. So we ended up finding a dirt cheap copy. And played it at his house. And it's so bad. Like
it's magical in how terrible it is.
I can't impress upon you just how awful it is.
No. The worst game I've ever played, just as a funny holdover until we actually do the show, which will be next time, was, and we just played it recently, but it really is Bubsy 3D. Like I think Hunter said it on the status page too, mm-hmm. but it really is true. When I played Bubsy 3D, he and I played it and it was just the worst thing I'd ever played. Like it was in no way entertaining. The graphics were god awful. And this came out after Mario 64. There was no reason that the graphics should have been this bad. It controlled like a tank. It was ugly. It had every level looked the same. It looked like a child made it. I mean, it was just, I found no redeeming qualities about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Bubsy 1 and 2 on the Super Nintendo. I have them on my Classic Mini.
You tried to get me to download it on
the
Classic Mini.
So I don't understand how they went so far wrong with this. But yeah, it was just truly awful. And that's the kind of game that really makes me afraid to buy games.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you buy a game, you think, well, there's quality assurance, there's quality control. They check this stuff out and make sure that it works and that who would want to make a bad game? But then you play Bubsy 3D and not only do you know that there are people that want to make a bad game, but you also know for finality that there is no God.
One of the other games on my list was Sonic Boom.
I never played that one.
I also didn't play it, but I've seen enough video to know that like that's just a garbage, terrible game.
Yeah.
But one of the things is the Game Grumps did a playthrough on their channel, and they finished it. They finished it like 6 hours less than what they were supposed to because of the glitch where if you do Knuckles double jump, if you pause at the height of the second jump, it resets it. So you can pause, unpause, jump twice again, and you can just climb the world infinitely and like move forward. So they were able to skip entire sections of the game by doing this. But at the end of it, they finish the game, they beat the last boss, and they're going through the credits, and it's just like, and they're reading off some of the names because they're just like not publicly shaming these people,
right?
But kind of just like, oh come on,
why'd you do this?
You know, it's Sega, this giant corporation. It's not like 12 people, you know, spent their summer in a basement working on something,
right?
Like this is a giant $1 million, yeah,
yeah.
And they get to the quality assurance list of names, and just Dan leaned away from the mic. Quality assurance, just like no, that's quality assurance.
They assured clearly that there was no koalas in the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that always just hit me funny because it's Dan and just, his voice is wonderful.
Just to bring this full circle, and I know Cody, our friend Cody Sandusky, pointed this out. Mm-hmm. He asked, "What about Terra Kasai?" I think it was called Terra Kasai.
Star Wars, yeah.
Star Wars, which was their fighting game that they mm-hmm. attempted. And yeah, Cody, it was atrocious.
I loved the idea of that.
I did too.
Cause that was on PlayStation 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it got silly when you had like, okay, but why is this lightsaber not cutting directly through these people every time you
hit them?
Through
the Wookiee. Yeah. Through the Sand Raider.
It makes no sense. He's got his little bar up and yeah, the lightsaber's not cutting it. That's always been a problem in Star Wars games are the damn lightsabers. Mm-hmm. Because lightsabers cut through everything. So any game where it doesn't cut through with something immediately is BS.
Which is in the games that it does do that, makes it so much cooler.
Yeah, like Dark Forces.
And Jedi Academy.
Yeah, when you would cut through people and their arms would fall off and stuff, mm-hmm. because that was very, very cool.
Jedi Academy, I just remember wandering through the hallways and you just have your lightsaber at your side, and if it would just like scrape against the wall, like if you got too close to the hallway, it would sear and sizzle yeah. and just like burn
and leave a scar on it.
Yeah.
Bob, when we played Star Wars Galaxies, and it's the last story I'll tell and we'll get out of here and, We'll do bad video games next time. Next time we'll come prepared. Hey, it's a quick 30-minute episode. It's do it between your lunch break. You know, it's a lot of fun. Maybe this is us testing the waters about maybe reducing our time. It's not. I just messed up. When we played Star Wars Galaxies, I was a pistolier, which, you know, is just a standard
right.
shooter, range character. Bob was an Imperial something, and he used, he was a Wookiee.
Was he the Beastmaster?
He was a Beastmaster, but you could have multiple skills.
Okay.
So he was a Beastmaster, and he was an Imperial, and he was a Wookiee, but he used like the bowcaster and stuff, but he decided that he wanted to try out the Terra Kasai or whatever it is, the hand-to-hand martial arts. So he tried it, and the bad thing about Star Wars is every single time he would walk up to the enemy, he'd punch it, the enemy would immediately run away, shooting backwards as it ran. And Bob could never hit him because he couldn't stop. He would never stop running. He would run until Bob was dead.
Are these computer?
Computer.
Okay.
The AI was programmed that if you got close, they would run to you know, provide space.
Distance.
Yeah. So anyone that had a blaster, he couldn't kill because they would just run to the ends of the freaking planet shooting him. He finally quit and gave it up. He never even got past like the first level because it was pointless. And that is just the perfect Terra Kasai.
So he was trying to master the
melee.
The melee combat.
Yeah.
But no computer enemy would actually fist fight him back.
No. He was trying to do melee. I mean, no enemy would fight back.
So let me ask you this question. And I'll ask the fans at home. Is that terrible AI? Or is that amazing AI?
I'm gonna vote for amazing AI.
Because who's gonna fist fight a Wookiee?
Right.
If you have a blaster on your side.
Not only that, but you talk about the AI in video games, and part of the reason games are so terrible are because the AI is so bad, where they'll stand there and let you shoot them in the face, they won't take cover and stuff like that. How good is the AI that he recognized this giant Wookiee and then ran thinking, I have a blaster?
He assessed the situation.
He did what he was supposed to do. So, sucks for Bob, but get better at the game, bro.
Get fat. You need to up speed stat so you can catch him.
Well, he was a Wookiee. So.
Are they supposed to be fast?
No, they're slow. They're giant carpets.
I'm thinking of Battlefront 2 trying to, do the Wookiee soldier. Never figured him out.
Couldn't
get close enough to do anything with the bowcaster because I was too slow and.
Try fighting them in melee. But, and not only that, but since he was a Wookiee and he was in the Empire, he had to, you could buy troops and stuff that would walk around with you, and you could get like AT-ATs or AT-STs. You couldn't get AT-ATs. Mm-hmm. But Bob had to spend 3 times the regular amount to get it because the Empire hates aliens.
Yeah, I do remember you guys.
That was very
that.
Cool. Me personally, I was a rebel. One time I spit on an Imperial, he killed me in one shot. It was a great time. Great game.
Should have spit on that Imperial.
That game won't make the list, but the new game experience might. But that'll be next time.
Battlefront 2 is going to make that list.
On Mr. 100 and the 5-Star Man. And we apologize for this short episode. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to get such a talking to when this episode's over. And I am already dreading it. So thank you guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Yes.
Where we will have a full charge and we can talk about that incredible Bray Wyatt segment from Raw and that incredible Shield reunion from Raw, which actually was kind of cool. Ish. You didn't like it?
I liked it. I don't like where they're going with it because did you watch all of Raw?
No, bits and pieces.
Did you see what the match is for TLC?
I did see that.
The official final of Raw broadcast?
The Bar plus Miz plus Braun versus The Shield.
I have a big issue with that.
I think I know why. We'll talk about that tomorrow on PW with myself, Asa, Ali, and Dalton. Dalton will be here, of course. So, again, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm not even going to do the plugs because I ain't got the time for it. Have a good night.
Yes, we do. It's a 30-minute episode. Facebook.com/Podzilla1985.
35 minutes.
Oh, my apologies.
We spoil them.
Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Give us a like, comment. If you have all sorts of time now to what your worst video game experiences are.
Yep.
Worst games, worst gameplay, anything like that. We want to hear from it. We want to hear from you about that.
Yes.
If you want to support us monetarily so we can get that new soundboard.
Maybe a new power cable for my laptop.
Get some spare equipment so we can keep this running.
An extra battery.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Podzilla1985.com is the website you can go to listen to all the back episodes, including, we won't be back next Tuesday with it, but because next Tuesday is the episode 2 of Nerds for Hire.
On that rotating schedule.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then also just whatever you happen to be subscribed to us, what podcasting app you use, any sort of review or comment or subscription helps us out, and we would greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. Like Jesse said, it's amazing what just a couple of likes and stars will get us. Mm-hmm. We've had a great couple of months. We've a lot of listeners, a lot of new listeners. I want to thank you guys for doing that. We hope to continue to provide you with funny and entertaining content or something that makes you think or at least waste your time. That's all we all need in life is a good time waster. Okay, we'll see you guys tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Have a great night, and I'm sorry.